Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
All right, so we listened to those two calls, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, on the first one, right, you know, he started to get his account pulled up and everything, but then all of a sudden the call drops. And I checked the disconnect report. So anytime that, you know, the end call button is pressed or, you know, the disposition is pressed before a customer hangs up, it will you know, flag it basically in the system. And so on there, you know, you ended up disconnecting on that customer, you know, for whatever reason. Do you at all remember that call?
I don't. This is what I'm trying to see, like, how I hung up on him.
Okay, yeah, I'm not real sure. And I didn't see any other calls, you know, as far as, you know, if it was, you know, if it was just something by mistake, you know, sometimes it could happen, but definitely, you know, I always then just want to call them back right away. Say, hey, sorry, we got disconnected. I was just calling you back, you know, or what have you. So there was that. So we definitely, you know, you want to be careful with that. You know, it's never, the only time that you can actually ever hang up on a customer would be if, you know, they've used foul language directly towards you. So, you know, they've called you stupid or they've called you dumb or they've called you, you know, some other whatever, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, they're just using foul language in general. Well, you can't address them for it. Like, if they're, you know, hooping and hollering about the money and, oh, you know, this is some BS or whatever, you can't tell them that they can't talk like that. But if they specifically direct it towards you, then yes, you can. And then you tell them, you know, if you use that kind of language towards me again, I'll be forced to disconnect the call. And then if they do it a second time, then you would, you know, disconnect the call. You would just end it saying, you know, disconnecting due to foul language. You know, thanks for calling customer service. And then you would hang up.
Yes, sir.
Then on the other one, yeah, the little old lady, she obviously forgot to cancel her trial or whatever. But the thing is, you did give a little product knowledge and all that. But you didn't offer any saves.
I heard that.
Yeah. So you always gotta offer saves because you've had a couple of zeros here so far. You had one for no saves and then hold times. You don't have to say, like, there's a whole lot of dead air. You don't necessarily have to say anything meaningful. You just got to say something, you know, just, hey, I'm still here. I'm almost finished, or thanks for being patient. I'm almost done, or, you know, just checking in on you, make sure you're okay. You just got to say something, you know?
Yes, sir.
And then the other zero was for disconnecting on the customer, and then you had another one. Well, okay, so there's another one that they gave you a zero on your QA for no saves, but the lady said that she had already denied the charges. She had blocked the charges, so no saves were needed. So I've already disputed that, so that would be overturned. But any other time, though, you know, you always want to give product knowledge. You had a couple of, or maybe I guess it's just, there was one call where you opened the call real late, or maybe it was two calls. I can't remember right off the top, but yeah, you're opening the call real late. So you have about 10 seconds to, you know, start saying, hey, you know, thanks for calling customer service. So you want to stay within that 10 second mark. Otherwise they can count you off some points for that.
Okay. I'll be trying not to mute myself because I'll be talking and then the thing will be on mute and it'll be too late.
Right. I've done that more than a few times. I sat and had a whole conversation with myself thinking I was talking to the customer. But yeah, so I've done it before, but it's just something, you want to kind of be aware of. Because there's not really any way that we'd be able to tell, hey, was she paying attention, or was it accidentally on mute, or whatever. And I couldn't really, there'd be no way for me to prove that, to even dispute it or anything like that. So yeah, so definitely moving forward, don't hang up on anybody, and offer the saves. Because even with that lady's account, I pulled them up, and she only had like the $4.95 charge. All the other charges had declined, so it wasn't necessarily going to be a hard call, because she was just going to say no 3 times and then cancel, and then boom, you were done, and then that would have been more money in your pocket, right? But do you have any questions about anything?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Right. So what I'm gonna do is this. I want to submit this. It's just gonna be a developmental coaching. It's just basically something saying, hey, we've talked about these issues. Moving forward, we don't want to, continue having these same issues. And then, with any kind of documentation that goes in the system, it is in there for 90 days. But after 90 days, if you don't have anything else come up, then it just falls off like it was never even there in the first place.
Okay.
So what I want you to do, though, real quick, is go to your the Internet Explorer. And then it should be the third tab, the agent overview. There'll be like a blue box that says click here. Hey, and then just click on that blue box. It'll ask you for a
Okay.
username. It should just be T Daily, and then the password should be T Daily at the password would be T Daily at ASK, and then the username is just T Daily. All right, so once you get it pulled up, there will be a button that says View. You can go ahead and click on it. And then this just takes you to just the coaching itself, which just goes over, pretty much just what we've talked about with the calls and everything like that. And then underneath there's a place for you to leave any sort of comments if that's what you would like to do. And then underneath that, there would be where you can either sign it or you could refuse to sign it. Refusing to sign just means you don't agree with it. You don't get in any extra trouble or anything like that. If you do choose to sign it, it'll have that little thing that says refusal to sign, and right next to it, it says yes. You'd have to change that yes to a no, and then you'd be able to type your name and put today's date in that box. But it's just up to you on whether or not you would like to sign it or not. But do you have any other questions about anything?
Oh, no, sir. So where do I sign it?
So if you scroll down towards the bottom, it'll say employee, and then under that it says refusal to sign. Change the yes to a no. And then type your name in the employee section, and then Today is the 27th. All right, and then whenever you're done, if you don't want to leave any, you know, any kind of comments or statements or anything, you would just go to the bottom and hit submit. All right, all right. Is there anything else? Anything else at all that's going on?
No, sir.
All right. Well, if you have any questions or you need anything, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.